Today is 28th of March. I have not recorded new episodes of my podcast for several days because I am, first of all, a soldier, and not me, but my commanders now manages my time. At the end of last week, my comrades and I received an order to prepare to move to new positions. We prepared for this for several days. Because of it, I was not in touch and was deprived of the opportunity to make new episodes. But we were never sent to these positions. I think this is good news. Most likely, it was simply no longer necessary to hold these positions due to the fact that our guys have moved forward and drove the Russians back. This doesn't mean that I will spend the entire war where I am now. Most likely, in the coming days, I will still go to some new place, at least for a while. This is a normal military practice. It is called rotation. It looks something like this. First, the fighter sits in the rear when he's moved closer to the battle zone, from there to the very front line, and then back to the rear again. Well, since I am still where I was before, my tasks are still the same. Communicate with foreign war correspondents, help them to understand what is happening with us, distribute comments and take them to the positions. It kind of reminds me of the movie Groundhog Day. Every morning I wake up at the same time, drink tea with biscuits, go to the meeting place, always the same, meet the reporters, take them to the positions that the command has allowed to visit, and arrange interviews for them with those fighters who want to talk with journalists. The monotony of work is broken only by regular rocket attacks and reporter tales that our foreign colleagues share with us. Many of them, like me, have been to the Middle East before, and we even have common acquaintances in Cairo, Kirkuk, or Damascus. Almost everyone has some funny stories that I would certainly cling to in ordinary life. I would write about them on Facebook, I would talk on the radio, or even turn them into one of my texts. But now I don't remember anything at all. The brain works in a rather unusual way. I can accurately remember the situation in a bar in Scotland in which I spent half an hour 8 years ago, but I do not remember the names of the reporters whom I just helped to prepare documents for accreditation, despite the fact that I myself typed their names and several times clarified exactly how they are written. Their stories about funny life situation, of course, amuse me, but after only a few minutes, I can hardly remember even the brightest moments of these stories. But foreigners are waiting for something fun from us. They are rightly expected that we will respond to their friendliness with ours. My friend, together with whom we are engaged in receiving journalists, and I found a way out. We prepared very short, so as not to occupy an overheated brain, phrases for our colleagues from different countries. We deliberately include them in English in our Ukrainian conversations. The guys from Italy hear from us, Italians don't understand anything about pizza at all. Colleagues from the USA have to hear, since when did the Americans start to understand baseball? The phrase, those weirdos from Portugal ruined the beautiful Brazilian language, is prepared for the Portuguese. Therefore, if you are a reporter and are going to Ukraine in the near future, be prepared not only for endless shelling from Russians, but also for a set of stupid standard jokes from the host. We will joke merrily and witty after the victory.